This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump has successfully posted bond in his civil defamation case in New York. His attorney, Alina Haba, filed the $91.63 million bond Thursday following approval by a judge earlier this week. The bond shields Trump from any efforts by writer E. Jean Carroll to enforce damages while the case undergoes the appeals process. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office has expressed openness to postponing the criminal trial concerning former President Trump's hush money case. That trial, set to begin March 25th, might see a delay of up to 30 days as per the DA's request. A surge in illegal immigrants from China crossing the southern U.S. border is sparking national security worries. Air Force General Gregory Gio, who leads the U.S. Northern Command, addressed the issue during a Senate hearing Thursday.
While many may be political refugees, the ability for counterintelligence to hide in plain sight in those numbers.
Over the past 4 months, more than 21,000 Chinese individuals have been apprehended at the southern border. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging Israel to hold new elections, criticizing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for his handling of Gaza and advocating for a two-state solution.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way by allowing his political survival to take the precedence over the best interests of Israel.
Schumer, however, defends Israel's right to combat Hamas. House Speaker Mike Johnson facing mounting pressure to bring a comprehensive national security package to a vote. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell cautioned that delaying crucial weapons for Ukraine has strengthened Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir Putin is not playing for a tie. He's not headed to the negotiating table. He will not stop at Ukraine. He's told us, and he's shown us many times.
This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
A recent Gallup survey reveals that the majority of college students prioritize campuses with gun restrictions. Approximately 8 out of 10 current and prospective college students consider firearm policies to be at least somewhat significant when deciding to attend or continue enrollment at a school. This trend follows a series of recent incidents involving gun violence on U.S. college campuses. A former Trump administration official, ex-Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, is assembling an investor group to buy TikTok from ByteDance. The House recently passed a bill mandating that the Chinese-based company sell the app or face a ban in the U.S. A recent survey is showing a significant uptick in what researchers define as incivility in U.S. workplaces. USA's Ryan Daniels explains.
According to a survey from the Society for Human Resource Management, roughly two-thirds of American workers say they've either been a part of or have witnessed acts of incivility in the workplace just in the past month.
Interrupting or addressing people disrespectfully, silencing other people whenever they're speaking or otherwise cutting them off, excessive monitoring or micromanaging, ignoring other people, paying little attention to other people, unprofessional or disrespectful body language.
Jim Link is the chief HR officer for SHRM. He says with a divisive election coming later in the year, incivility in the workplace will probably only become more prescient.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, a Georgia judge ruled, we finally got the answer, Fulton County District Attorney Afani Willis should not be disqualified from prosecuting the racketeering case against former President Donald Trump and several co-defendants with one major condition. Seems like he found a way to cut the baby in half, as they would say, referring to the wisdom of Solomon, perhaps. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee found the appearance of impropriety brought about by Willis's romantic relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade should result in either Willis or her office leaving the case, or just Wade, who she'd appointed to head the case. So guess what's going to happen? Wade is bye-bye, you know, more than likely, because Willis is not going to let go of this. You know that. I mean, for all that she's been working on for the last couple years, is all about power, it's all about control, and it's all about politics and her Trump derangement syndrome that resides in her mind. Now, what will this have in terms of the effect on the appearance, as the judge said? You know, is this going to affect the jury in any way, possibly? And also, I'd be curious to see if the Georgia State Bar steps in, because this whole process, I mean, this did not look well for Fani Willis and for Nathan Wade as well. And I would not be surprised, between me and you, if it doesn't put their legal license in jeopardy. Just something to look forward to. John Fleetwood joins us now, the political commentator, the one and only. Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, Bill, doing great, sir. How are you?
Good. Do you have any skin in the game on this Fani Willis deal, or you're not surprised with it? With this? I'm frankly, you know, I thought, well, is the judge, here he is, he's facing, and people have brought this up, that he was appointed by Governor Kemp, and that he's up for an election that a couple of other Democratic operatives in a Democratic district have stepped up and are going to challenge this, and you know, maybe even though he said that he wasn't going to let that influence him, I think he had to find a way to, you know, as I said, kind of cut the baby in half here. And I think he found a way to do it that most people there in Fulton County might look at it and say, well, you know, it's a wise move. I mean, he didn't absolutely, you know, throw Fani Willis under the bus and go equally political. He just said, hey, you know, here's my decision, and, you know, one of you have to go. And so then, you know, the case will continue, because otherwise, if there was a new, you know, if there was a replacement for Fani Willis, they'd almost have to start all over again, right?
Yeah, I like how Jim Jordan, the House Judiciary Committee chairman, he's threatening a possible, you know, contempt over what, you know, she's doing. He's looking for information about her federal funds. But really, frankly, with this story, it's just been kind of going on and on. I don't know what they think is going to happen. It seems like this is all being motivated by spite from the left.
Of course it is.
It's all lawfare. Every time they do something like this, whether it was over the, you know, the classified documents that, well, Biden did worse. But every time they do something like this to Trump, he ends up getting bigger and stronger. His war chest, the funding for his presidential campaign gets bigger and bigger every time they do stuff like this. I know they're stretching it out of pure spite and trying to get people to hate him. But it just makes him stronger because among Americans, especially because Americans don't like getting picked on by the government. Mm-hmm. Americans don't want to get picked on by the government. And so they see that's what they're doing to Trump. And he's just going to get bigger and stronger the more they drag this out.
Well, it challenges a core value in each of us that becomes rather pronounced at an early age. You know, before 2 years of age, you have this sense that it's not fair. I mean, one of the things that you will hear from kids at that age, before they hear mommy and daddy, they hear, that's not fair, or that's mine. I mean, there's just something inherent that's wired within us that realizes there's a lack of equity. And when there's unfairness that takes place, and this is what's happening, I think that the Democratic Party and Joe Biden and this administration has gone way over their skis on this thing, have crossed the Rubicon, because they're really challenging the voter. They're challenging every American patriot. Forget, you know, about what party you are. It's just that, you know, people want to see a fair contest, you know, a football game, basketball game, whatever it is. There's that inherent part of America that we don't like things that are rigged. And this is what the Democrats are doing. They're rigging the system. Now, there's a certain number of people within the party that, you know, think that's all fine and well, you know, like Harry Reid. You know, he didn't get elected president, did he? You know, and he kind of scoffs at it. Well, right. You know, that's disgusting. That you even have that kind of mentality operating at these kind of levels, because I believe that our government and the system should be sacrosanct. It should be honored in such a way that we can be proud of it and we know what to count on it. We can trust in it. And unfortunately, our government has become unwieldy. It has gotten too big and we've lost confidence in it. And so I don't know how much further they're going to be able to push, or if this is it, John. My prayer is that this is it, and the silent majority, like they did several decades ago, you know, comes out from the shadows and finally says, "Hell no, enough of this stuff." You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting study on media tactics too, and how they are. The media, the mainstream media, is covering for what's going on with Special Counsel Robert Hur, you know, who testified that his findings, though he did not recommend criminal charges against Biden for his keeping of classified documents, he still said it wasn't an exoneration and that, you know, Biden was still in the wrong, which is a way, way bigger story. But if you go to the fact that Biden is doing way worse than what they're saying Trump did with classified documents. But my point is, if you go to if you're just an average, you know, American citizen, and you want to know a little bit about this story, you go into Google and you type in classified documents. All the top hits are about Trump.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though he did a lot. To a lesser degree, what Biden did, because when Biden retained these classified documents, He wasn't the president.
He wasn't even authorized to do that.
He's way more in the wrong that the media is burying him.
Well, he broke the law just like the illegal migrants, but you can't say it's illegal. He's just that, Joe Biden is, I don't know, can you find a way to say he's undocumented?
It's good to see, I think, how the media operates and how they operate on behalf of these beliefs instead of on behalf of the American people.
Oh, without a doubt. And the other thing, too, and we'll pick it up on the other side for just a little bit because I do want to talk about, bioweaponry that's taking place. More from John Fleetwood after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Back with you, Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. John Fleetwood from johnfleetwood.com. the political commentator, continues with us. You know, going on the Robert Hur investigation and the report, you know, when you read the transcript, it's quite revealing. It really is stark. And I know it challenges the left greatly. That's why when they had the hearings, John, they all wanted to talk about, you know, Trump. And the situation is that here is a, you know, 200 and some pages of an investigation, a special counsel investigation on Joe Biden. And clearly he's guilty of sin. And I mean, this is like deja vu, Hillary Clinton all over again. Here's all the ways he broke the law, but here's why, you know, he's, you know, we're just not going to, we're not going to exonerate him, but we're not going to recommend an indictment or any other legal action against him. But yet they talked about Donald Trump, which Donald Trump's only been indicted. He's not been convicted. And what was really hard for me in watching the hearing is that Jamie Raskin and the rest of the Democrats spoke of this indictment like as if it was fact. I mean, these guys are attorneys, John. They should know better. And I was shocked that even the chair of the committee allowed them to utilize the indictment as a point of fact. And what again, like you were talking about, what the mainstream media does. Well, what the left does as well is they pour this this chemical, this mind chemical, into the minds of the electorate, and the electorate goes, well, okay, well, you know, they're allowed to say it. It must be right. Donald Trump must be guilty, you know, of all this stuff. I mean, you know, like even like the pictures that the FBI took and like paperwork was strewn all over the place and boxes were haphazardly in bathtubs or whatever, you know, kind of deal. And you don't see what's in it. You don't see that maybe, you know, there's personal items that would come in. There weren't obviously, you know, items that were so sensitive because you already had the FBI. You already had, you know, the people from the government come in and meet with Trump several times. And the last time they said, hey, look, it just put another lock on the door. I mean, there was already locks on the door. It was secured. And that's where the material, the sensitive material was at. Now, you would have thought that if there was anything, you know, in the bathroom, whatever these file boxes were, if that in fact is true, and the other stuff, you know, like the way they took the picture, which is, you know, just so disingenuous. You know, put the paperwork and they laid it out on the floor like Donald Trump. That's the way he is. I mean, this guy's a businessman. He's pretty buttoned down. He's not going to have paper lying around on the floor like that. I mean, you know, and I've talked to people who are close and personal. They know Donald Trump really well. And I just said, just from what I know of him, not that, you know, we're BFFs or that we email one another, but in understanding his character as a businessman, I can't imagine that you'd ever walk into his office and you would see paper just, you know, thrown on the floor all over the place like this, not to mention, you know, government documents like that, you know. But that's what they want us to believe.
And I'm kind of blown away by why, you know, Hur was against bringing charges against Biden in his case. You know, I guess he's saying what? It'd just be too difficult to convict and, you know, describing him as like a, like a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. But so we can't bring charges against him because he's too old.
Right.
But apparently he can run the country. It's okay for him to be, you know, COTUS. I don't understand that.
Well, it's a non sequitur. You're exactly right. And you've got to really, you know, exercise some pretzel logic that bruises the brain. But this is what the left does all the time. I mean, they're wordsmiths. They're illogical, and you know it's like even in the report, and Kevin Kiley picked up on this, the congressman out of California, brilliant attorney, and is really sharp. And none of the other attorneys picked up on this, was that the point that you know, that Hur had said is that he was reporting on this in a sense that his goal was to serve as a deterrence, so that future presidents would not, you know, would not be so irresponsible, or they'd be much more cautious about handling, you know, top secret material and where it's at.
And he said that, you know, with it being a deterrence, I mean, you know, here it is. You have two people who are, you know, right now you're dealing with this, and there's been other presidents before, but at this point you've got two immediately, and only one has been indicted. And so Joe Biden understood, you know, with this deal, I mean, him being president, that the precedent was already set. And all this pressure and everything was on Trump. And all Joe had to do was act like he was, you know, he was compliant and cooperative. Because the bar had already been set, right? And so that, in a sense, what Kevin Kiley was saying is that this report is a bit prejudicial. And it stacks the deck in such a way that makes it unfair, you know, for Donald Trump. And so, meanwhile, you exonerate or you let go of whatever reason that you want to say that he's too old and feeble, and he can't withstand a court of law, but yet he can handle the nuclear codes. I get that. That's what you were saying earlier. But this is the twisted logic. But meanwhile, boy, they're going to keep you know, Donald Trump on the funeral pyre and burn him alive, right?
Yeah, I think it's if there is an indictment here, it's the GOP. I think it's Republicans. I think most Americans are just ticked to see that the left just keeps throwing punch after punch, and it's like all we have are hearings, and we put on suits and get in front of the cameras, and I don't know, have Fox News put us on TV where we're talking about stuff, but nothing ever gets done.
Exactly.
I just saw on MSNBC this morning that they're saying, you know, Comer's impeachment, you know, their headline is Comer's impeachment joyride seems to be running out of road. So I guess at least the left's impression is that we're kind of giving up on trying to impeach Biden on Comer's end. And I just, it's very irritating. Mm-hmm. As someone who is a conservative, and I'm registered as a Republican, who else are we going to vote for as conservatives?
Right. Well, and it's like I said earlier, John.
Democrat,
yeah. You see, like I said earlier, inherently people see the unfairness and injustice of all this that is taking place, and this is why you know, Trump continues to poll so dramatically, and it is putting Democrats in a tough position. So they've got to really double down on their narrative and the lies that they're putting out there in the marketplace, because Trump is a real threat. And, you know, here it is. They've got somebody who is wounded. He's wounded by his own personal health, not to mention by the policies that he's caused America to suffer under. And, you know, I was talking with Liz Peek earlier. This is why, you know, Kamala Harris goes to an abortion facility. I mean, it's the first time ever you've had anybody in the administration like this, you know, a president or vice president, go to an abortion facility. So, you know, it's like, okay, they're going to, now you know they're going to plant their flag on the abortion issue. They're going to turn this into as big an emotional situation as it can possibly be in order to, you know, murk the waters. And, you know, the Republicans got to be ready, you know, to match the resistance and match the force. Otherwise, you know, just like they did in Ohio and in the midterms, they were able to ramrod and wedge, use this as a wedge issue and make it seem like, oh, they're still in control and they're the party of choice. You know, look at America's got to wake up, just like you said, John. They've got to wake up and come out fighting and to save this Democratic Republic, or else. That's where we're at.
Yeah, they got to start doing something. Come on, Republicans.
Hey, you know, we got to be focused. John Fleetwood, political commentator. Thank you, John. Take care, buddy.
Thanks, Bill.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. I have asthma, I'm at risk too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump has successfully posted bond in his civil defamation case in New York. His attorney, Alina Haba, filed the $91.63 million bond on Thursday, following approval by a judge earlier this week. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging Israel to hold new elections, criticizing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for his handling of Gaza and advocating for a two-state solution.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way by allowing his political survival to take the precedence over the best interests of Israel.
Schumer says he does defend Israel's right to combat Hamas while condemning civilian casualties. Home improvement store sales are driving increased spending in February. That's according to the Commerce Department. Retail sales rebounded by 0.6% last month, following a decline of over 1% in January. John Schaefer, USA News.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Hey, this is Bill Martinez. Great to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can check out BillMartinezShow.com. Got a real treat for you. We're going to be talking about this new documentary that's going to be coming up called The Bloody Hundredth. With us right now is the director of the documentary, Mark Herzog. Mark, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Nice to meet you.
Hey, great to meet you. Congratulations on this documentary. I am a World War II buff. My dad was a medic in World War II in the European theater with George Patton. And, of course, when you've lived as long as we have, we've had the opportunity to be blessed to come in contact and in the orbit of World War II veterans. But this story in particular is worth the attention.
That's great. Well, I'm glad you liked it. Is your father still with us?
No, he passed 14 years ago. He was a very exceptional man and blessed us. And we had 9 kids in the family and gosh, I mean, just a ton of grandkids and great grandkids. So he was very blessed and we were as well.
Did you get stories out of him or was he a little reluctant?
Well, like most World War II veterans, very reluctant, Mark. I'll tell you, that's one of the regrets that I have. My brother, 3 of us served in the military during Vietnam. My second oldest brother was in the thick of it, as my dad was, my dad being a medic. I had to, think, and I asked him, I said, how many, without getting too morbid or anything like that, I just can't help but imagine that yours must have been the last phase that many people, saw as they departed,
Right. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah. But like you said, the stories were far and few between. And whenever I've had conversations with World War II veterans, that seems to be, you know, kind of the typical response is they're not real open. And that's, I think, was so beautiful about the documentaries that you were able to get, you know, these vets to be able to tell their story.
Well, to be sure, a lot of these interviews were done before they did pass away in the 90s, some 80s, some 90s, and the 2000s. We did conduct some interviews. I was able to interview two veterans for the 100th, John Lucky Lucky Do, who was 100 at the time, and Bob Wolf, who was 101 at the time. Both of them are still with us. John Lucky Lucky Do turns 102 this week.
Oh, wow. Congratulations to him.
Yeah. And he's I believe, going to attend a watch party to watch the documentary on Friday with several other of the sons and daughters of the veterans that he worked with. So, it was great to interview them, and it was great to hear their stories. I will tell you, one of the things that I came to understand was that, you know, a lot of these guys, even though this is 80 something years ago, that they may not remember a mundane Tuesday when they're at Thorpe Abbott's in between missions, but they remember those missions.
Yeah,
and, you know, they remember what happened and the details that happened with each of those missions. Harry Crosby, one of the characters in the series and in our documentary, wrote a really great book about his experiences. And that's one of the things he said was, I may not remember much, but I remember the missions.
Mm-hmm. Mark, how did the 100th come across your orbit that you felt like this is a story that had to be told?
Well, when Playtown and Amblin were developing this series based on Don Miller's book, they had been developing it for 10 or 12 years, first with HBO, and then Apple ended up stepping up and making it. At the time, we started talking about doing a companion documentary, if it ever got made. I had worked on the companion documentary to Band of Brothers. It was called We Stand Alone Together.
Right.
And at the time, most of those veterans were alive. And they were in their 70s. And we got them in their homes, sometimes telling stories for the first time on camera with their offspring in the corner of the room crying because they'd never heard these stories. In this particular case, when this came around, obviously a lot of these veterans are getting up there, and so there are only so many we had. But we did bank some interviews with some veterans about 10 years ago. HBO did some sort of research interviews. Don Miller actually did some of those interviews, and we used them in here. And then, as I said, we found some interviews from the 90s with the 100th Bomb Group. Every interview in here, every veteran in here is a member of the 100th.
Yeah. Mark, I mean, you hear these stories, and, you know, my sense as I was watching the documentary was that, boy, this reinforces why this is the greatest generation, doesn't it?
Well, it's a great a quote from Frank Murphy, one of our veterans, at the end. He goes, you know, most of our freedoms were bought and paid for by our generation and the generations that came before us.
Yes.
I think the World War II generation deserves to be remembered.
Mm-hmm.
And that's his feeling. And I think it's my feeling, and I think the filmmakers' feeling as well. That's why we tell these stories.
Yeah. Well, and as you say, I mean, World War One, I think World War One, a lot about trench warfare. World War Two, you had the advancement of with airplanes coming into play. And, you know, it was interesting to hear them talk about, you know, even as they first started learning how to fly is to learning how to dogfight, you know.
Right, right. Well, you also got to remember that these young boys, I mean, they're 20, 21 years old, are getting into these planes, and they've learned to fly in the United States, and now they're coming over to do real combat right against the most formidable air force in the world, the Luftwaffe, who had already been fighting in Spain during that civil war, right? and had already spent years bombing Poland and all of the other countries that the Nazis overtook. So they, you know, I think Lucky says it best. We were rank amateurs and these guys were veterans, you know.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, it's like you talk about JVs playing the varsity team or even – even more distant than that, because the experience of the Luftwaffe was so much more. The other thing that stood out for me was, you know, as you say, these were young men, you know, straight out of school. And they said, we'd have 10 hours of training and then we're solo flying.
Right. Rosie says that young men, you were an old man if you were 25.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, which is crazy to think about. I know that Gail Clevin and John Egan were, you know, the veterans, you know, at the time, the old men, and I think they were 26, 27.
Yeah.
To these guys who were 21, 22. It's crazy.
Well, yeah, and to hear the story, I mean, you talk about, you know, your blood, your honor, all that you are and what they surrendered for our freedoms. I mean, you can't help but be endeared to their story even more so. And again, you and the team have just done an outstanding job in telling the story.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Well, again, the documentary is going to be featured this Friday, right?
This Friday. It comes out with the last episode, the ninth episode of the series.
Uh-huh. And Lucky's birthday, what it's this week? Is it?
It's this weekend, I believe. I don't know the actual date. I apologize, but I think it's this weekend.
Well, my birthday is the 16th, so I was just curious. So that's why I'm thinking, okay, wouldn't it be fine to share the birthday with good old Lucky?
Well, I'll find out. I'll get back to you.
Okay, that would be wonderful. Well, as we wrap things up, I want to give you the opportunity to kind of summarize and encourage our audience, tell them what they can look forward to and what the big takeaway from this documentary should be for them.
Well, The Bloody Hundreds is the companion documentary to the series Masters of the Air, and you hear the stories from the veterans of the 100th Bomb Group, and you hear their stories of their missions, the experiences of what they went through, and what they took home with them when they came back. So that's what you'll get when you watch the documentary. Oh, well, Mark, and I'm just getting it. John Lucky Doo was born March 16th.
There we go. Hey, we share the birthday. Well, that's very kind. Thank you for doing that. Mark Herzog, the director of The Bloody 100th, is going to premiere this Friday, March the 15th, day before our birthdays, mine and Lucky's. It is the true story of the men who inspired the Masters of the Air. Mark, thank you so much for being with us. All the best to you.
Thank you, Bill. Happy birthday, and thank you for your service.
Find what you love, love what you find. A total wine and more, there's so much waiting for you. All kinds of beers and thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guys in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love, and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxaloner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablet. Protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. The
These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Adam Holtz, the director of Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com, going to join us here in un momentito. I'm going to talk movies, talk what's going on with the culture. Oscars last weekend, his highlights. Also, I want to talk to him a little bit about what we just spoke with Mark Herzog about, the director of this Masters of the Air series that's been premiering on Apple TV. You can stream it on demand right now. And this one coming up that is now released today is the 100, the Bloody 100. I mean, it's just an incredible story of, you know, the Masters of the Air and what happened in World War II. Without, you know, the superior Air Force that we were able to muster together. And originally it started out in you know, in a typical can-do kind of American attitude. I mean, when you watch this movie, it just brings to mind not only why this was the world's greatest generation. Adam, are you there? Am I hearing you?
I'm here. Yeah.
Well, good. We were just talking about, you know, the Masters of the Air series that's been airing on Apple TV, and this new movie that is out today and streaming on the Bloody 100. I mean, what an incredible story of how America, you know, was late to the dance in coming, as we know, in World War II, try to do everything we could to not get involved, and then we had no choice, and then, of course, things had turned quite a bit in advance in a short number of years. I mean, we went from trench warfare in World War One to where now all of a sudden, you know, airplanes being involved and dogfights being involved in a war. I mean, what, in less than a decade later, I guess, roughly?
About 20 years or so. Yeah.
Well, was it? Yeah, I guess it would have been. Yeah, maybe two decades.
Actually, and probably 25, because we didn't get involved until 42. So, I mean, and right. World War One was what, 1917?
Right, right, exactly.
That was the armistice.
Right. So, but it's kind of amazing how quick the industry had developed, and we go from trench warfare, now we've got planes, and now the key is understanding, and the military understood that we needed to control the airspace. And it started out with a bunch of young men. I mean, you're talking, you know, teenagers, 18, 19 years old, you know, coming out of cadet school, and some of them had the acumen, you know, to enter into the Air Force and to fly these planes. And I mean, you know, to hear these guys talk about it, because there were some of them, you know, that they've interviewed were still alive. There's a couple of people still alive, and we're losing, of course, these veterans every day. I mean, you know, they're becoming near extinct. So their stories are so important for us to embrace and hold on to. But I mean,
that's exactly right.
Adam, they said, look at, you know, we had 10 hours of training before we went solo.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Well, the interesting thing about World War II is I think you could make the argument that it was the last war that was perceived as, you know, the good guys and the bad guys. Yeah, you got Korea, but by the time you get to Vietnam, you get, you know, a conflict, of course, as it's sometimes called, that is perceived as being morally murky. And everything since then, I would say there have been similar questions raised about that and our motivation. But World War II seems to be this endless fount of stories about bravery, about courage. And in some ways, it feels like the distillation of the best of America, right? I mean, and we just get so many of these stories. We reviewed Masters of the Air at Plugged In, of course, and but these stories just keep coming out. There's another movie out this weekend called One Life. Have you heard about this one?
Yes, I've heard about this. Yes, exactly.
You know, and this is it's sort of, I will distill it very, very quickly and say it's almost a Schindler's List light about a man named Nicky Winton, who's played in his older years by Anthony Hopkins, who helped get children out of Czechoslovakia before Hitler's invasion of Czechoslovakia. And it's his reflections on just wishing that he could have saved just one more life, just like, you know, we saw that
like
with Schindler. Oscar Schindler.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
But again, we get, in Hitler, we get this distillation of evil. And, you know, in the Axis, Mussolini wasn't much better. And, of course, Japan was ravaging, you know, Asia. So you get this Axis, right? And you get the resistance that we are putting up to it. And so it's remarkable to me that we still have these stories coming out of bravery, of courage, of just the incredible things that we did. Because our backs were against the wall, right? It wasn't a foreordained conclusion that anybody was going to be able to stop Hitler. Certainly the British weren't sure that was going to happen. So anyway, I think Masters of the Air and this other movie you're talking about, I confess I am not familiar with. So I'll have to put it on our list to track down and see what we can do about that.
Well, the Bloody 100th is just, again, this is a series in the Masters of the Air. So this is the latest one that is coming out, and they're looking at, you know, what happened with these young men and these bombers that came in, and how they would, they would load them up, and, you know, their life expectancy. I mean, some of these were like basically almost suicide missions. I mean, they'd go.
Well, yeah, they were very close to that, especially the bomber runs, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was
exactly,
it
and
was cat and mouse, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, but I mean, but you got a big cat and a fast mouse.
Well, exactly.
You know,
no, that's right. That's
it's
right.
Almost not fair.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
But I understood. But the deal was, the fact of the matter is that what you realize is that what the Bloody 100th and the Air Force and all that had contributed to World War II and D-Day, if you didn't have them, you wouldn't have had D-Day. Because they knew, in order to do the landing on those beaches there, that they had to control the air. And so here it was, they're sending all this air power in there to control the air so that they could land on the beaches. And so if you didn't have that, you didn't have the other part, which was critical, you know, to ending World War II and being able to, you know, push the Germans, you know, away from France and, you know, back to their homeland to where they were finally annihilated and taken captive. But but I think to your point, Adam, I think the reason that we love stories like this is because we need to be reminded, I guess, we think about in light of what happened since World War II and how America has failed to win wars since then. And to your point, it's gotten so political that and it gets convoluted. You don't know, hey, is this a righteous war? What are we fighting for? You know, what's going on here? And we still ask that question right now. We send lots of money to Ukraine and we're wondering, okay, where's the ethical, you know, point of all this? What's going on? I think it's more clear cut in Israel, I would say, even though you've got Chuck Schumer yesterday as the highest ranking Jewish official, United States official and senator, really coming down on Israel. And I think trying to spread a doctrine that anybody that understands the history of Israel realizes that we're at that point of a two nation state. It's not going to happen. And the threat of removing a political figure. I mean, now we're going back. I mean, what are we doing? We're revisiting Gaddafi and Libya all over again. But now we're doing it against our most trusted, you know, democratic ally in the Middle East. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, you just want to be able to tell these guys, shut up. Don't say anything. It's none of your business. You know, this is not your circus. It's not your monkey. Because guess what? It wasn't your monkey that got injured on October the 7th, clearly. You don't have the compassion and the sympathy to understand that. So you're better off just staying out of it. Let them work this out.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's, you know, it's an existential thing. And I'm not a Middle East expert, but I think any optimism about a two-state solution, it sort of ignores everything that's been said by those who want to wipe Israel out of existence, right?
Exactly.
I mean, they're not going to be satisfied with that.
Especially for us who believe in the Word of God, there's no two-state solution. You know, God already determined who controls that land, right? And so all they're doing is they're coming and fighting against God. And every time somebody fights against God, ask Egypt how well that went for them, right?
Exactly.
Not too well. So at this point right now, we're biding time. We're keeping an eye on Israel because I believe and maintain in terms of, you know, the end of days and prophecy is that is when Israel became a nation again. It's the hour hand and God's prophetic clock was set. And what's been passing have been minutes and seconds ever since as we head to that time when Jesus returns. And when you look at the signs right now, quite clear. If Jesus doesn't come back, I don't know who, you know. I mean, I don't know how much longer, you know, we can, you know, put up with his insanity, continuing to kill babies and, hack up gender parts. And, this is absolute evil, what's going on. And, I mean, and even you got Kamala Harris. Yesterday, where did she go? To go lay her flag at a abortion clinic,
Planned Parenthood clinic.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's like, what is that telling you? It's telling you a lot about what's coming up in the election. But here it is. I mean, it's like I think, you know, down the road, somebody's going to look back if we continue. They're going to look back in much the same way as people look at Germany and the Holocaust and the concentration camps and go, what the heck went on? What were these people thinking? Right?
Yep. I agree.
I'm just saying. Yep. Adam Holtz, PluggedIn.com. That's where you want to go. Okay? Check it out. Thank you, Adam. God bless.
Thanks, Bill.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans healthcare, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.